teacher assistants have been a big point of contention between the North Carolina House and Senate as they work on a budget. But another difference came to light this week. The Senate budget would end state-funded health benefits for new state employees when they retire. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
Many states offer health benefits as part of state employees' pensions when they retire. They cost North Carolina $780 million last year. The Senate's budget includes a provision to end state-funded health benefits for state employees hired after January 1st of next year. Current employees, who include university and government workers and teachers, would still receive those benefits. Senator Erica Smith Ingram of Northampton, a high school teacher herself, says ending those benefits is a bad idea.
We did not discuss this on the floor last Wednesday and Thursday as we were doing discussions about the debate. And it wasn't until we were able to peel back the layers and really determine some of these very harmful things that are in the budget that's going to make it very difficult to attract state employees, particularly teachers.
A spokeswoman for Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger told the News and Observer that Berger calls the provision a prudent way to address the long-term viability of the state health plan. Chad Alderman, an executive with the nonprofit Bellwether Education Organization, says a lot of states are starting to have conversations about ending health coverage for state retirees, such as Texas, but none have acted on it yet. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.